First of all, let us pray in a particular way for Father Chuck and his classmates who were ordained yesterday, and pray that they may have a good and joyful and holy ministry as they have begun their priesthood. Also, we want to remind you that on June 7th, Father Chuck will be celebrating the 8:30 Mass and preaching, and also he'll be celebrating the 11 o'clock Mass, and there'll be a reception in St. Joseph Hall afterwards. So, also, Wednesday of this week is a movie with McNeil, the last one until September. The movie this week is The Last Supper. I think you will really enjoy it. There was a fellow who had work in this very small town for a few weeks, and this one evening there was not much to do, so he decided he might go to see a movie. So he called the theater and says, "What time does the movie start?" The fellow says, "What time can you get here?" Thank you. The point is that many of us can be kind of obsessed with time. We look forward to things. We look forward to things like birthdays. That I'm looking forward to my vacation, which I start on the 14th of June. And we might also dread things that are coming up. For instance, like tax day, things of that nature. But the point is that time passes the same way for everybody, one day at a time. Even though some days it seems that it goes too quickly because we're having a lot of fun, or sometimes it may seem to drag on, as for instance when we're in some difficulty or perhaps a bereavement. But time still passes. And in the first reading, the disciples asked Jesus about the time that he's going to come back and restore everything, the end of the world. And Jesus says, "Don't worry about it. It's not important for you to worry about when it's going to be. Just be there now." And when he ascends, then the angels come and say, "What are you doing there? You got to get to work." They have to get to work. And we have to get to work. In the gospel, Jesus tells the apostles and us what our work is. We have to proclaim the gospel, making disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all to do all that Jesus taught us to do. That doesn't mean that we have to be the ones that actually do the baptizing, although I certainly am one who does the baptizing, and Deacon George would. But we are still to proclaim the gospel, because the gospel needs to be proclaimed. There are so many people who have not heard the gospel, or who have heard it, disbelieve it, because the ones who say that we believe don't live it. We have to live the gospel. We have joyful. Joy is something that can lead others. It makes people admirable. And we have to be people that are filled with joy, even in the midst of difficulties. As I've often said, particularly in funeral homilies, happiness and joy are not the same thing. Happiness can change in a moment. Joy comes from the conviction that God loves me. And God loves me more than he's ever loved any particular person. He loves me uniquely and passionately. And there's nothing I can ever do to get him to stop loving me. Even if I don't want to receive his love, God still loves me. And we have to proclaim the good news. We have to be a people who share the good news that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And by his rising from the dead, he has destroyed the power of death over us. Death should not be something we are afraid of. Sometimes we wonder, when are we going to die? And the thing is, we don't know. Most people don't know when they're going to die. We don't know when the end of the world is going to come. It's not important for us to know.
We simply have to know that the Lord is with us here and now, as he ascended in the gospel. I am with you always. He is with us always. He is with us with his Holy Spirit that he has given to us in baptism and confirmation, and to me and to Deacon George in ordination. We are called to live the gospel message, to live a life of joy and charity. Because when the time comes, and it will come, when we're called to account, have we been charitable? Have we fed the hungry and given drink to the thirsty? Have we proclaimed the gospel message boldly? Have we been a people who have lived a life of holiness and faith and prayer? Have we been people who forgive and who seek God's forgiveness? We are called to give an account of ourselves at a time that we do not know, and so we have to be ready now to do that, because this could be the last day for any of us. As Paul tells the Ephesians, and he tells us, he wants us to have the spirit of wisdom, to live as a people of hope, that we may rejoice in God's mercies to us, that we may share the good news with those around us by living lives of charity and joy and peacefulness, that we may live always in the Lord who loves us, who loves each of us, that we may share eternal life that we have been given right here and now by the Lord who comes to us in the Eucharist and in his word, that we may live in him here and now, and that we may live in him forever.